Welcome to Soul Pride course, Top, Modulate in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. In this lesson, we're taking a classic soulful breakbeat and turning it into a chopped, moving, proper jungle rhythm. The goal is not just to loop a break and call it done. We want to slice it, resequence it, warp it, modulate it, and process it so it feels alive, punchy, and full of that old school drum and bass energy. If you make jungle, rollers, atmospheric DNB, or breakbeat-driven tracks, this technique is one of those core skills you'll keep coming back to. It's the difference between a drum loop that just plays and a drum performance that drives the whole tune. Here's what we're building. By the end, you should have a sliced breakbeat instrument, a modulated chop pattern, a processing chain for grit and punch, and a 16-bar loop that sounds like a real DNB section. You want tight kick and snare punctuation, ghost note shuffle, moving top-end detail, filtered variation, and a loop that feels like it's breathing rather than sitting still. Let's start with the source material. The best break for this approach has strong kick and snare transients, some ghost notes or hat detail, and a human feel. Think Eminem style breaks, funky soul breaks, live drummer loops, or dusty sampled loops with a little noise and air. You want character and clarity together. If the break is too clean, it can sound sterile. If it's too messy, it can fall apart once you start chopping it up. Now drag the sample into Ableton Live and open the clip in clip view. Turn warp on. For drum loops, beats mode is usually the best starting point. Try preserve set around 1/16th for tighter slicing, or 1/8th if the loop has bigger rhythmic chunks. Keep the transients sharp, and if the loop drifts, adjust the start marker and warp markers until it locks cleanly to the grid. A good teacher tip here is not to overcorrect the sample. If the loop has a slightly dusty pitch or some weirdness that feels good, keep it. That character is part of the old school vibe. Sometimes the imperfections are exactly what makes the break feel expensive. Next, we're going to slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this style, slicing by transient is usually the best move, because it preserves the natural phrasing of the drummer. Ableton will create a drum rack with each slice mapped across the pads, plus a MIDI clip ready to trigger them. Now the break becomes playable like an instrument. This is where the real fun starts. Open the MIDI clip Ableton created and start programming a first chop pattern. Keep it simple at first. Build a 1-bar or 2-bar loop and make sure your main kick and snare anchors still make sense. Then bring in ghost notes for motion, add the occasional double hit for urgency, and leave tiny gaps where the groove needs to breathe. A typical jungle feel might put the kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, then use extra chopped hits before those anchors. Add a little stutter or repeat at the end of a bar, and you've instantly got movement. Also, don't forget velocity. A flat pattern sounds robotic. Jungle breathes, because some hits are stronger, some are lighter, and some are tucked in as little whispers between the main accents. One really useful mindset here is to think in rolls, not just slices. Ask yourself, is this hit an anchor hit, a momentum hit, a transition hit, or a texture hit? When you assign a job to each chop, the pattern starts sounding intentional instead of random. Now let's add groove. Old school DNB loves that push-pull feeling. Some parts lean ahead of the beat, and some relax behind it. You can get this by using the groove pool, extracting groove from a source break, or simply nudging notes manually. Try placing snare accents slightly late for weight, hat fragments slightly early for urgency, and keep some fill notes right on the grid for contrast. That contrast is powerful. Don't make every element equally loose or equally tight. Also, check the break at low volume. This is a great sanity test. If the groove still reads when it's quiet, the pattern is probably strong. If it only works when blasted loud, simplify the rhythm or strengthen the accents. Now we get to the modulate part. We want the break to evolve over time without losing its identity. One easy way is with auto filter. Put it after the drum rack or on a return, and use it for filtered intros, tension builds, or darker breakdown sections. A low pass filter with a cutoff automated over 4, 8, or 16 bars can turn a static loop into a living arrangement. Keep resonance moderate and add a touch of drive if you want grip. Another option is pitch or frequency movement. Frequency shifter can create metallic motion if you use it subtly, and simple pitch is great for tiny semitone moves on fills or transition chops. Even a 1-3 semitone pitch rise on a snare fill can add a very classic tension moment. If you have modulation tools available in your setup, you can also automate things like sample start, cutoff, reverb send, or delay feedback. But honestly, clip automation on stock devices goes a long way. Auto filter cutoff EQ8 bands, saturator drive, reverb dry slash wet, and drum rock macros are all enough to create musical jungle movement. Now let's give the break some weight and attitude. A clean chop often sounds too polite, so add some processing. Start with EQ8 to remove unnecessary sub-rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz, and notch any harsh resonances if needed. Then add drum bus for drive and crunch. But be careful not to overdo the boom if your kick is already strong. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can add a lot of perceived loudness and thickness with only a few dB of drive. Glue compressor can help tie the hits together, but keep the attacks low enough that the transients still punch through. Utility is useful for monoing the low end and controlling width. If you want more grime, add redux very subtly, or erosion for a dusty hissy top layer. Just remember the main goal is punch, not mush. If the snare loses its crack or the break starts sounding papery, back off the processing. Here's another important production idea. Leave negative space on purpose. A short silence before a key snare or pickup can make the next hit feel huge. Don't fill every gap just because you can. In jungle, space is part of the groove. The empty moments make the hits land harder. Now let's talk variation. A proper jungle loop should evolve every 4 or 8 bars. That could mean removing one snare hit for tension, adding a reverse chop before the downbeat, pitching a fill up or down, switching a hat slice for a ghost snare, or automating the filter open and closed over time. A really effective arrangement trick is to build 3 versions of the same break: a main loop, a tension loop with fewer highs and more space, and a fill loop with rolls, stutters, and pitch ups. Then swap between them across the arrangement so the groove keeps evolving. You can also create answer phrases. If bar 1 makes a strong statement, let bar 2 respond with something lighter and more fragmented. That call and response feeling is a big part of classic break programming. Micro rolls are another great tool, but use them sparingly. Short repeating hits just before a snare or transition can spike the energy, but if you overuse them, the whole thing turns into clutter. The same goes for fill placement. Think of fills like punctuation. Most of them should be commas, not full stops. Now let's make sure the break works with bass. A chopped break only really works if it leaves room for the sub. Keep the kick and snare clear. Avoid overfilling the low mids, and carve space so the bass can breathe. The sub should stay centered and clean. The mid-bass should avoid clashing with snare fundamentals, and the break should roll off some low end if it starts fighting the low end. If needed, use sidechain compression or gentle ducking on the break bus so the bass line owns its space. This matters a lot in jungle and D&B. The break should feel like it's dancing around the bass line, not wrestling it. At this point, it's time to arrange like a real track. Don't stop at a good loop. Build a section. A simple arrangement might start with a filtered break intro, then move into the full main loop with bass, then a variation with extra fill chops, then a breakdown or halftime tension section, and finally a stronger drop with more drum edits. Use automation to open the filter every 8 bars, add fills before transitions, mute the bass for a half bar to let the break speak, and keep the listener moving forward. Jungle works best when it feels constantly alive. A few common mistakes to watch for. 1 is overslicing. If you cut every tiny transient and randomize everything, the groove dies. Keep some natural phrases intact and chop with intention. Another is flattening velocity. Breakbeats need breathing room. Let the ghost notes breathe and make the accents matter. Another mistake is overprocessing. Too much compression and saturation can turn a great break into a flat papery mess. Add processing in stages and compare often. Also, watch out for low-end clashes. If the break carries too much low-end, it will fight your sub and kick. Control that area with EQ or utility. And finally, don't make modulation too obvious. If every filter sweep screams automation, it can feel cheap. Small, musical changes repeated over time are usually more effective. If you want to push the sound darker or heavier, here are a few advanced ideas. Use selective grit instead of dirtying the whole break equally. Distort the snare accents, ghost hats, fills, or top loop layers, but keep the kick and sub area cleaner. Layer a clean transient under a dirty chop if you lose impact. Automate slice selection every 4 or 8 bars so the energy keeps shifting. Use short, high-tast reverb for space without washing out the groove. And once you've got a loop that feels good, bounce it to audio and re-chop it again. That second-generation chop workflow is classic jungle magic. Here's a quick practice exercise. Pick one soulful or funk break. Warp it in beats mode. Slice it to a drum rock using transients. Program a 2-bar main groove, a 2-bar variation, and a 1-bar fill. Add auto-filter automation, light drum bus or saturator and subtle groove pool swing. Then arrange it over 16 bars, filtered intro, main groove, variation, and filler turnaround. The challenge version is to make it feel more intense every 4 bars without adding any new drum samples. Just use chop edits, automation, velocity changes, and filter movement. If it still feels exciting without extra layers, you're doing it right. So let's recap. Choose a soulful break with character. Warp it properly. Slice it to a drum rack. Reprogram the chops with groove and swing. Modulate the sound with filters, pitch, and automation. Process it with stock devices for punch and grit. Then arrange variation so the beat evolves like a real track. And the big idea is this. Don't just loop the break. Perform it, reshape it, and make it breathe.